recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, November 8th, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday and next is Glorious Diversity. It's also our stewardship season and pledge drive here at Hillcrest, and we'll hear a little more about that this morning. I look forward to our worship together at this important time for our nation and for our life together. We begin with the news of the community.
Greetings. I am Vicki Hackett, and I am honored to be your liturgist for this November the 8th worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weidman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community, with details on the following announcements, was emailed by the office on Friday, November the 6th. If you would like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now, the announcements. Today, you don't need to dress up for the 11 a.m. fellowship hour. In fact, pajamas are encouraged for this pajama fellowship hour. Children's Afternoon Church School will also take place this Sunday. We hope you and your children will join in. Today, you will hear our final stewardship moment for the Hillcrest Pledge Drive. Please keep an eye on your mailbox for this year's stewardship packets and plan to submit your pledges to the church office by November 14th. Please note that on Veterans Day, November 11th, the church office and the food room will be closed. Also, Adult Ed will not be meeting that day and will resume on November 18th when it will continue to discuss the book So You Want to Talk About Race. The food room will again be giving out frozen turkeys for the Thanksgiving holiday. Please bring your donations to the food room during food room hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 until 11:45 a.m. Thanks to everyone who has donated gently used clothing to the clothing room. Because our bins are now full, donations will be suspended until further notice. Worship services during the Advent season will include an opportunity for all of us to light our Advent candles together. Fortunately, the Sugar Plum Workshop, virtual workshop that is, on November the 22nd at 1:30 p.m., will show us how to make our own Advent wreaths. All are invited. We will create a wreath lighted with flameless tea light candles and one with real candles. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 o'clock a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. It is best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, our financial secretary, Jim Flagstead, will share with us why it's important to pledge for the coming year.
Good morning. I am Jim Flagstead, and I'm here to share my thoughts on a Hillcrest stewardship program whose theme this year is Love in Action. Now, most of you know me to be Hillcrest bookkeeper, but few of you know that my undergraduate degree was in engineering. So when I contemplate our stewardship theme, I think action. That requires energy. Energy. That requires fuel. The action that brings the love comes from Hillcrest Ministry. Among these are the worship and music ministry that feeds our soul with insight and our ears with beautiful music. The outreach ministry that serves those in our community in need. The care ministry that serves and comforts those in our congregation who need support. The Christian Ed ministry, who brings the word to adults and children in our congregation. The energy that drives the action comes from our flock of dedicated volunteers, but also from our paid staff, the senior minister and a pastoral associate who lead us in worship and minister to those in need, the choir director, singers, and musicians who enrich our worship services, the Christian Ed leaders who teach our children the ways of the Lord, our support staff who keep the church running. The fuel that creates the energy that drives the action is certainly commitment, but also, in the case of paid staff, wages. I would call your attention to the fact that paid staff expenses constitute 78% of the 2020 general fund expense budget. So lastly, I come to the question of how do we produce and procure the fuel that creates the energy, that drives the action, that brings the love to our congregation and community? Certainly through faith, but in the case of paid staff, it comes from the income Hillcrest receives. And 83% of that income comes from pledges that Hillcrest members and friends make to enable our ministries. Please consider deeply all the love that is in action at Hillcrest and how you can keep it flowing by making and, if possible, increasing your pledge. May God bless these gifts and the givers.
And now, let us take a deep breath and prepare for worship with our opening hymn.
In the midst of new dimensions, in the face of changing ways, who will lead the pilgrim peoples wandering in their separate ways? God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore. Through the flood of starving people, warring factions and despair, who will lift the olive branches, who will light the flame of care? God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore. As we stand, a world divided by our own self-seeking schemes, grant that we, your global village, might envision wider dreams. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore.
Creation spirituality rejoices in and honors the rich diversity within the cosmos, which is expressed in every individual and embodies multiple cultures, religions, and ancestral traditions. Creation is rife with theme and variation, and yet fear has driven us to tame, label, and homogenize it. What do we lose when we privilege some and limit other perspectives? Diversity is God's and is to be celebrated. God bakes it into creation, into us. We come to worship God together.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. All-encompassing God, you who burst forth in every kind and variety of species, help us to see the incredible diversity that was your intention, so that we might come to love it all, honor it all, care for all. We praise you for the beauty in every face, in every flower, in every theme and variation. In this silence, we connect to you.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times. Thank you.
words from a text called The Rebirthing of God by John Philip Newell. Some of you may know that name and his writings, or you may know the place where he served for many years, the Iona Abbey in Scotland. Newell writes, "The real problem that we need to face in our lives and our world is that we are not falling in love with the heart of one another and the heart of other nations and species. We are blind to their beauty. As Thomas Merton wrote, when people are in love, they are more than their everyday selves, more alive, more understanding, more enduring. They are made over into new beings. Our true center is at the heart of one another." I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold with love the concerns of others and the pain of our world.
Holy and everlasting God, your wisdom and compassion transcends all understanding. You are our refuge in uncertain times and our hope for the future. As this year draws to a close, bless us and hold us close. Celebrate with us in our joys and weep with us in our sorrows. In this time of instability and uncertainty for our country, we're praying especially for those who are most affected and most vulnerable. We pray for those affected by the coronavirus, families and friends. We pray for those affected by floods and fires and natural disasters. And also, we hold in love and support the frontline workers, firefighters, doctors, and all of those who are working to help others in troubled times. In a time of electoral instability, we pray for poll workers and electoral officials and members of government to hold this country in compassion and justice. We pray and hold with love those members of our community who require a special prayer: Anne, Ariana, Betty, Dennis, John, John, Kay, Norm and Adele, and Rachel and Ron. We also remember and hold with love those people and places we now lift aloud or in silence. I invite you now to place your hands on your heart and to hold a silence in which we can lift up all of those things difficult to put into words, but that we feel in the depths of our hearts. And finally, each week we will explore a different version of the prayer that Jesus taught us to say together. This week we will be saying a version that comes from the Maori and Polynesian people. Let us pray it together. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and all that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way your justice be followed by the peoples of the world, your heavenly will be done by all created beings, your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me.
Works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, the so-called Tower of Babel story. It's a complicated and confusing story, however it's read. This morning, let's read it together, and let's listen for a sense of glorious diversity in this curious, important story. I will read the one part, and you all please join in where it says all. All people on the earth had one language and the same words. When they traveled east, they found a valley in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them hard." They used bricks for stones and asphalt for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let's build for ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky. And let's make a name for ourselves so that we won't be dispersed all over the earth." Then the Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the humans built. And the Lord said, "There is now one people, and they all have one language. This is what they have begun to do. And now all that they plan to do will be possible for them. Come, let's go down and mix up their language there so they won't understand each other's language." Then the Lord dispersed them from there over all of the earth. And they stopped building the city. Therefore, it is named Babel. You know, like Babel, 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 Babel. Because there the Lord mixed up the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over all the earth.
And our second reading is from the book of the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6. Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her, and is found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known to those who desire her. One who rises early to seek her will have no difficulty, for she will be found sitting at the gate. To fix one's thought on her is perfect understanding, and one who is vigilant on her account will soon be free from care, because she goes about seeking those worthy of her, and she graciously appears to them in their paths and meets them in every thought. God bless our hearing of the word.
Hey guys, so how are we all doing this weekend? Have you been following the election? I know from our conversations in Sunday school that a lot of you are very involved and invested in politics. And I know that this year we've all been paying attention to things that are happening in the world around us. Unless something dramatic has changed since I made this recording, we probably still don't know who our president is. And I know that that can lead to uncertainty, nervousness, especially in a year that has had more than its share of uncertainty and more than enough opportunities for fear. There's a prayer that has helped me through times like this that I'd like to teach you today, if you don't already know it. And I'd like us to say it together. It's called the Serenity Prayer. And it goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. Grant me the courage to change the things I can, and grant me the wisdom to know the difference. It's comforting and it's also important, because there will be a lot of opportunities to change the things that we can change, to work, to help others, and to make a better world. And there will also be a lot of times going forward when it'll be important to not panic, to not be too afraid, to approach the world with serenity, which means calm, peace, understanding. Let's all pray that prayer together in Sunday school when I see you later today.
Sing of colors, sing of colors that over the hills in profusion are spraying. Sing of colors, of the birds that fly outside my window, the canticles singing. Sing of colors, in the rainbow's bright colors, God's promise of a weary call. Colors that make up the earth and give thanks to the God who created us all. Sing of colors that make up the earth and give thanks to the God who created us all. Sing, rejoicing, every creature that breathes, raise a song to the God of creation. Sing, rejoicing, to God who so earnestly cares, who has offered salvation. Sing the good news, sing the love of the Savior, reflecting the colors of all. Many colors that shine from God's face, many colors that tell us God's love to recall. Many colors that shine from God's face, many colors that tell us God's love to recall.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our salvation. You've heard those words before, I can imagine, from myself and other preachers. They're popular for beginning a sermon. And how fitting they are in particular for this reflection and for the focus of our service today and next week, glorious diversity. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts recalls the last verse of Psalm 19. I want you to listen now to the first verses of the great Psalm 19. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Heavens, firmament, kind of a fancy name for cosmos, day, night. The first two verses here basically retelling in poetic fashion the first chapter of the Bible, the story of God's creation in Genesis 1. It's Big Bang and forming of the world, Bible style, poetry style, in the spirit of Genesis 1. Great, it's like an overture at the beginning of an opera, a good old stage or movie musical. Get those main themes out, those supporting themes out there. Put it in our ears, in our hearts, our souls, so that it's reverberating around inside of us before the action starts. And then when we get to the action, sadly, the action appears to be non-action, missed action, inaction. Remember how it says, there is no speech, there are no words, their voice is not heard. What's going on? Or not going on? Well, to use words worthy of Perry Mason, and if you don't know who or what Perry Mason is, Google it. To use the words of Perry Mason, what we have here is an indictment. An indictment of who? And who or what are they whose voice is not heard? The they is all of creation who are telling the glory of God, all of it, all of them. Day to day pours forth their speech. You can't miss it. How can you miss it? How can you miss it? And yet we do. We do. Who's being indicted is us, humans. The earth is telling the glory of God. Do we hear? The earth, all of its creatures, is telling the glory of God. Are we listening? Do we care? Are we engaged? And it is this great psalm, Psalm 19, that ends, "May the words of my mouth, of our mouths, be acceptable to you, O Lord." So, in one psalm, in just five total verses of that psalm, we get not only a summary of creation, a summary of the whole Bible, but a summary for how to live and why to live, a call to and a call for life and life abundant. The great spiritual writer and teacher, John Philip Newell, is really riffing on this psalm, on these verses, when he writes so powerfully what we heard earlier in worship. The real problem that we need to face in our lives and our world is that we are not falling in love with the heart of another and the heart of other nations and species. When people are in love, they are more than their everyday selves, more alive, more understanding, more enduring. They are made over into new beings. Our true center is at the heart of one another. That's Psalm 19. That's creation. That's the whole Bible. That's life. Now, just very quickly, on our two readings for today. First, I want to look at the second reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. And before I even say anything about that reading, let me say this. For reasons that are far too technical for this sermon and that involve the great paragon of the church body that I was raised within, the great reformer Martin Luther, and I don't care to have to explain or apologize for him on this. Anyway, the book of the Wisdom of Solomon dropped out of the Protestant Bible. So if you look for it in your Bible and can't find the Wisdom of Solomon, the problem isn't yours. It's just a crazy twist of church history. And nowadays, by the way, you can easily buy a Bible that includes the so-called apocryphal books where you'll find the Wisdom of Solomon. Or you can just Google it online and find it. Anyway, the Bible itself, and by that I mean any Bible, in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, introduces wisdom as the name of, the personification of, God's creative impulse. A lot is written about wisdom, including what we heard today from the Wisdom of Solomon. And just to quote a little bit of it again, "Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and is found by those who seek her." And it goes on, interestingly, "She will be sitting at the gate, and she graciously appears to those on their paths and meets them in every thought." Now, we could spend hours, days, years talking about biblical wisdom. I hope you take this brief reflection as an invitation to be open to God's wisdom, this wisdom here, to know and to grow more deeply connected to the wisdom of God and of God's creation in all you encounter. "Wisdom is found by those who seek her," it says. "She is found sitting at the gate," it says. I never got that as a kid, because as a kid I either lived in a house that had no gate or in different apartments and different buildings that had no gates. Now I have a house with a gate. Every time I walk somewhere, I pass through the gate. Wisdom sits at the gate. So every time I go out and encounter someone, anyone, or encounter something, anything, I'm encountering another aspect, a different aspect of God's great creation, of wisdom alive before me. It goes on. Wisdom graciously appears to all in their paths, on their way. Wisdom is found by those who seek her, who seek wisdom, the wisdom of the diversity of God's creation. So again, Newell. The real problem is that we need to face in our lives and our world is that we are not falling in love with the heart of one another and the heart of other nations and species. When people are in love, they are more than their everyday selves, more alive, more understanding, more enduring. They are made over into new beings. Our true center is at the heart of one another. As we draw this reflection to a close, I'm going to spend all of one or two sentences on that great and confusing Tower of Babel story that we read together with Vicky. I don't know what's going on in that story, and I'd suggest that anyone who tells you that they do, well, I wouldn't buy a car from them, let's put it that way. But here's what I do know. Those people wanted to stay put. And they only wanted to deal with people who spoke like them and thought like them. And they wanted to dominate the landscape so that everyone would talk like them and speak like them and serve their goal to dominate everything and make everyone talk like them and think like them. And what do you think God's wisdom thought about that idea? Sisters and brothers, people of God, members of the great and big and wide and deep family of God and of God's creation, when people are in love, they are more than their everyday selves, more alive, more understanding, more enduring. They are made over into new beings. Our true center is at the heart of one another. Let's be those people. Let's be God's people. Let's be wisdom's people. Let's do like wisdom and fall in love with the whole glorious diversity of God's ongoing creation. And let all of God's people say, Amen. Amen.
Oh,
We are called today to celebrate our differences. We are a church that prides itself on celebrating differences as we worship, as we play, and as we give out of our own abundance. Please continue to support the work of our ministries by sending in pledges or offering through the mail or by giving online. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved, creating God, we thank you for our differences. We know we have much to learn from one another and from others in your world. Please keep our eyes and ears open that we may know these lessons. Bless these gifts that they may help others know that you hold them always in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
We are many different people, all persuasions, old and young, each a gift in your creation, each a love song to be sung. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore. Should the threats of dire predictions cause us to withdraw in pain, may your blazing phoenix spirit resurrect the church again. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours a journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore.
As we've been doing throughout this worship series, I'd like to invite you to connect this coming week with someone or something within God's great creation, including within your own self. In the spirit of God's creative wisdom, and in the spirit of what Newell writes, how might you seek out and encounter something different, something deeper about someone or something else, or, and, about your own self? How can you fall in love with the heart of another, and how can you tap into parts of your own heart that you've been neglecting? And so, as you move forward through this coming week, through a real or a metaphorical gate, go forth and experience and share the joy of life, the heart of life, with God and with all that God creates. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's ever-creating, compassionate, and life-giving wisdom, one with another. Open your heart to all of our siblings in the Hillcrest family, and to all of humanity, and to our whole created world, and say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that, respond, and also with you. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, November 8th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and have not received it or otherwise have questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience your connection with the wisdom of God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen. Thank you.